Welcome to Watershed's October podcast. My name's Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. Agnès Varda is quite rightly seen as the godmother of the Nouvelle Vague. That furious cinematic moment at the end of the 1950s and early 60s in France, which shook cinema to its core, changed the way filming would be thought of, and for one crazy moment, it felt that cinema could even change the way we lived. The godparents, in fact, were Varda and her husband Jacques Demy, whose films combined a love of Hollywood, particularly musicals, with a distinctive French sensibility. Varda's own filmmaking leaned more towards visual art, or at least a dialogue with visual art, rather than a Nouvelle Vague's love-hate affair with Hollywood. Her most recent films are exquisite, exploratory, personal documentaries, which have at their core the presence and personality of Varda exploring the world and its contradictions. At the age of 81, she has made a memorable film, The Beaches of Agnès, which finds her remembering and reimagining her past, in particular her childhood on the Brittany beaches, and of course her defining relationship with Demy. Her playful intelligence and warmth are a joy to behold. If Portuguese director Manuel de Oliveira can be making films into his hundreds, then long may Varda continue with her cinema of generosity and wisdom. The Beaches of Agnès is on from Friday the 2nd until Thursday the 8th of October and is being shown as part of Bristol City Council's Celebrating Age initiative. Other films in Watershed's contribution to Celebrating Age are Cloud Nine, directed by Andreas Dressen from Germany, a moving, honest film about a woman in her late 60s who on the surface is happily married with an extended family of grandchildren until she embarks on a passionate affair with a 70-year-old colleague. Cloud Nine, unusually in cinema, suggests that passionate emotions and affairs of the heart can afflict at any age and is not the preserve of those under 30. The Mother and Venus, both from the pen of Hanif Qureshi and directed by Roger Mitchell, address the issue of older love for younger emotion. In the case of The Mother, recently widowed May finds herself seeking comfort in her son's friend, a pre-Bond Daniel Craig. Anne Reid is wonderful as the bereft widow, seeking solace and comfort. In Venus, the tables are turned, with an older man finding a new lease of life in his friend's great-niece. Venus allows two great elderly British actors, Peter O'Toole and Leslie Phillips, to give great performances, shifting seamlessly between perfect comic double-act routine and portraying the loneliness of old age. About Schmidt sees Jack Nicholson in fantastically restrained mood as Warren Schmidt. On the verge of retiring and his wife recently died, he's desperate to find something meaningful in his life. A journey to his only daughter's wedding sees him reassess his life and his current situation. Cloud Nine is on Sunday the 4th of October, The Mother Sunday the 11th, Venus Sunday the 18th, and About Schmidt 25th of October. All screenings start at noon. Catalin Varga is a truly extraordinary British film. When I saw it earlier this year at its premiere at the Berlin Film Festival, I had no idea of its British provenance. It is a near Old Testament tale of revenge, set amidst the Carpathian Mountains on the Romanian-Hungarian border, inhabited by farm peasants, very much as though the Industrial Revolution never happened. In mood and atmosphere, it is reminiscent of the early films of Werner Herzog, such as Aguirre Wrath of God and The Enigma of Caspar Hauser. Imagine my surprise then when I discovered that it was directed by a first-time feature director from Reading. The director, Peter Strickland, had made some short films and a few years ago came into some inheritance money. In his 30s, and instead of taking the conventional route and buying a house and settling down, Strickland took the more precarious approach and decided to realise his ambition of making a feature film. The script was set in the Hungarian-speaking part of Romania, of which he had had some experience, but his knowledge was by no means fluent. Having shot the film on less than a normal film production would spend on catering, Strickland had the film in the can, but nowhere near finished. The choice was to take the unprocessed films back to his flat in Reading, until two Romanian producers agreed to cover costs of post-production. The finished film was snapped up by the Berlin Film Festival, and Strickland's film played in competition amongst some established greats of world cinema. Strickland's passion, tenacity and adventurous spirit paid off. Catalin Varga is a distinctive, beautiful, haunting revenge tragedy and along with Fish Tank, one of the best British films of the year. Catalin Varga opens on Friday the 9th of October. That's all for this month.